Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your entrepreneurial peers on the path to self-leadership mastery and life success. Redefine how you lead as you redesign your business. I call this dual innovation leadership. Take charge of who you next become. Feel more deeply to think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and effectively. Discover something new from our meaningful conversation today. Hi, I'm Nancy, and today is episode 366. You'll find out 6 ways to ensure integrity in your business records, part 2. If you want to listen to part 1, I'll have it in the show notes, so you can go to wementor.com for that. Where there is a business, there are humans. Where there are humans, there are needs. Where there are needs, there are opportunities to meet those human needs. When we neglect meeting human needs, humans get off track and fall out of integrity. Business records can help us maintain integrity in how we do business if we intend to operate a business with integrity. I've teased the content into bite-sized, digestible parts to support your journey to using the following 6 ways to ensure integrity in your business records. Last week, I outlined the first 3 ways to ensure integrity in your business records, starting with you. Today, you will learn the 4th way to ensure integrity in your business records after I summarize the first 3. Business records build confidence and trust within the business, with customers, and within our communities. Business records also help us track where we have been, where we are, and where we're going. And they can save us thousands and millions of dollars. According to Wikipedia, business records are documents, or hard copy or digital, that capture an act, condition, or event related to the business. Building confidence and trust in business starts with the business owner and entrepreneurial leader. This is why the number one way to ensure integrity with business records is to do a self-leadership integrity assessment. So answer these questions. What are my core values? What are my business's core values and mission? They could be very similar. Am I willing to live according to my core values and meet my 7 universal human needs of physical well-being, honesty, play, peace, autonomy, meaning, and connection? Do I have a path to get on track when I run a relationship in the ditch? What about those I employ and contract? Can I create a path to help them get up back on track? Am I open to course corrections, making amends, and doing better? If the answer to all of the questions I've mentioned, except the first one, is yes, you can live and lead with integrity. If your answer, if your answer is no, find a way to answer yes, then proceed. If you need help, reach out to me. I'm right here, nancy@wementor.com. The second way to ensure integrity in your business records is to set high communication and accountability standards by requiring everyone to take 100% responsibility for what they think, feel, say, and do. This sets the tone, letting everyone know that mistakes happen. What we do after making a mistake is the focus, taking responsibility for fixing the error, learning from the mistake, or finding a different solution. New ideas can come from mistakes, so train people to look at mistakes as opportunities for personal and business growth. Start regular accountability meetings that promote mutual respect and mutual purpose, with who does what, when, and by when, with a follow-up. Brainstorm potential barriers to deadlines and commitments, and instill natural consequences if responsibilities aren't fulfilled. So the third way is to build an ethical organization around information and communication. Yeah, just continue listening to me describe this, and you can do some action items when we're done, if you do anything at all. Modify your mindset and know the purpose of documenting the act, condition, or the business event. because the act, condition, or business event needing documentation doesn't always generate income. Business owners can get sloppy running their businesses, leading to problems with the IRS, cash flow issues, data entry, and employee problems, legal issues. You name it, we can get our fingers messed up in it. I appreciate management guru Peter F. Drucker's pragmatic approach to improving work relationships. Instead of building in layers of hierarchy, which promotes disconnection, Peter found that the most important thing to do is to create an organization, whatever the size, around information and communication. You can do this by training people to ask simple questions. I added a third question from the two that he suggested. The first one is, what information do I need to do my job? From whom, when, and how? The second is, what information do I owe others so that they can do their job, in what form and when? And the third that I added in was to build mutual trust or mutual understanding and predictability, include others in accountability. If there's a breakdown in one and two, invite those involved in the communication breakdown to help hold each other accountable. Use direct communication to identify where the breakdown started and brainstorm how to fix or amend the problem. Agree on a path forward that promotes responsibility and accountability so you can help each other be accountable, and that's just part of how you do business. So how do you implement number one, two, and three? Well, let's say you have checked all the boxes for number one. You're leading with integrity, a business that employs 25 or fewer people. Where do you start with setting high standards for communication and helping everyone take 100% responsibility for what they think, feel, say, and do? Well, first, start investing in an hour in revisiting your business mission and core values with your team. Take notes from the input and feedback you gather. Share where you would like to be at this year's end and your plans for getting there. You may want to increase revenue by 10 or 30 or even 50% or more based on revenues generated so far this year. Lay out the most likely case scenario and let them know if everything goes to hell in a handbag, where will they be at the end of the year? Let them know. Reinforce that you are in this together and can grow the business by working together. Next, implement number three by discussing ethics and how to behave ethically as a team in your daily work. Start regular accountability meetings to sort out what information employees need to do their job and what information and communication they need from coworkers to do their job for that week or for the day. Have them brainstorm the outcomes if they do or don't meet the work deadlines and how figure out a plan to hold themselves accountable and each other accountable for goal achievement. As you can hear, you're kind of working together to try to figure out how to hold each other accountable, which helps, you know, with instead of you being the heavy, it helps with sharing in the responsibility of accountability. That is everybody's responsibility, not just you holding them responsible. They're holding themselves responsible. And you're figuring out a way to help each other to promote accountability. And the last item in this section is to secure the integrity of physical and logical or human data by setting up rules and procedures. In your regular accountability meetings, discuss the fourth way to ensure integrity with your business records, which I'm going to share in a moment. And remember to follow through with essential items that you discuss. Notice if the meeting tasks are formal or casual. Formal things usually need more follow through. For casual ones, bring up again and you can make them into formal tasks at a later time. The fourth way of bringing integrity into your business records is to collaborate to secure integrity with physical data and logical data. We safeguard physical data through security, storage, and access to on-site servers and cloud databases. To have integrity with logical data, we need to hold humans to a standard of integrity that prevents or catches errors due to human mistakes. We've all had experiences with data breaches, both physical and logical. Every business is vulnerable, and every client has had data breaches, whether through security storage or access issues or human error. A human is behind my website security breach that I'd like to share with you right now. I call this guy the Trickster. Trickster found a vulnerability in the payment area of my website and exploited it through credit card testing. I use Stripe as an online business payment processing system. The Trickster breached the system by entering stolen credit card account information. It started with a few dollar charges showing up on my business account. 2 or so hours before we needed to leave to fly to San Diego for a family vacation, a few charges at first, and then hundreds of automated email messages showed charges to my Stripe account. I was proud of how I handled it in the end. I didn't panic, although I was shaken up inside. I kept in problem-solving mode and continued our vacation plans. I went to my Stripe account to figure out what was happening and connected with the Stripe support team when I discovered the credit card testing scam. Matthew, my husband, gave me the name of a security computer person, which helped. A day later, calls started pouring in. Long story short, we stopped the Trickster in its tracks. Those whose credit card numbers were stolen had accounts from two banks I tracked down in Florida. The hundreds of transactions were refunded, and we fixed the vulnerable spot with new coding to secure against future tricksters. I responded to everyone that called, apologizing and suggesting they call their bank to change their credit card numbers and bank accounts. I alerted the two banks of the scam. Although I was preoccupied with the fraud during the first part of our family vacation, I did enjoy most of it. But yeah, it's just a lot, you know, and these are things that we don't always, you know, financially plan for either. So that adds another dimension of stress. I've heard many stories from clients all over the board over the years. Data breaches and human error foibles are a cost of doing business. It takes time to resolve an issue, emotional energy, and money for technical support and other expenses related to the data breach. If we can avoid all breaches and errors, there are some things we can do to minimize the time, emotional investment, and financial damages. I suggest starting with a checklist. Put money aside in a disaster fund so that when a crisis or disaster surfaces, it doesn't cause a cash flow crisis. Do this personally as well if you don't already have funds for a disaster already put aside. Next, prepare a physical data and logical data disaster plan. I'm not going to tell you here how to do that because it's more involved than I care to talk about and you care to listen to. Most business owners are in the moment type problem solvers. We don't like to project our worst case scenarios. We want to realize best case or most likely case scenarios and play those scenarios out in our head. Preparing a disaster plan helps us think through problems ahead of time and creates an awareness of our humanity that we have vulnerabilities, and others will come to our awareness as people figure out how to exploit them, I guess. Anyways, let's keep going. Have a strategic approach. Gather information and quickly respond to a problem to prevent further damage. Then fully understand the problem and collaborate with others to find a solution and implement the disaster plan if necessary. Review physical data practices and the humans behind the data practices once or twice a year to help you stay present and transparent with what is and isn't working in your business. Confirm that your data is reliable, accurate, and comprehensible, and that original documents and other data are stored safely. Ensure the data does not change when we modify, transfer, or delete it. That's always tricky because, it's just easy to modify documents. Connect with the humans you're working with on the data and determine what is working and what accountability protocol is in place to address what isn't working and go from there. Collaborate with others and learn what is crucial to stay on top of your physical and logical data. You can find more information in this episode's resource section. I have go to wementor.com/podcast episodes, and I'll have a list at the end of this segment. Another resource is to type in how to ensure data integrity in your organization through Dataversity. I invite you these three conscious, attentive leadership mentoring activities. The first one is take this risk and do this adventurous task. Create a checklist that I talked about and begin working to secure the integrity of your physical and logical human data. Then apply self-compassion. I often read Thich Nhat Hanh's handbook on how to sit for meditation. It's a tiny book with profound yet simple ways to meditate. Sit for a few minutes when the next storm of emotions comes through. Closely follow your breath to your belly. Thich reminds us that storms in our state of mind pass. He writes, "When we see the top of a tree being tossed about in a storm, we have the feeling that the tree may be blown down at any moment. But if we look at the trunk of the tree, we see it's very steady, and we know that the tree will stand strong. Your belly is like the trunk of a tree. Practice breathing with your mind only focused on breathing into your lower belly, and just let your emotions go by. When you're ready, awaken to a new state of mind." And the third conscious, attentive leadership mentoring activities to calm you down is to welcome appreciation. And I start with myself, and you can add in your own after you've finished listening. I appreciate the challenge as I dig into these six ways to have integrity with business records. This area has huge financial consequences if we don't stay organized and present in keeping business records accurate and reliable. We safeguard biological data through security, storage, and access to on-site servers and cloud databases. To have integrity with logical data, we need to hold humans to a standard of integrity that prevents or catches errors due to human mistakes. I'm grateful there are ways to build confidence and trust within our businesses, customers, and communities. Now it's your turn. Take some time to appreciate what you enjoyed about tuning in today. I appreciate that you did, and I'll see you next week. Do you want to expand your leadership skills and become more resilient and competent as a business owner? Do you want to bring more meaning to your relationships and more purpose to your business? Are you ready to take charge of how you innovate, create, and run your business? Our dual innovation leadership process will help you redefine how you lead as you redesign your business. We collaborate with you to do what will work for you as you evolve and change. We start with where you are, whether you are turning around a financial crisis, growing to the next level, or somewhere in between. We address your immediate needs, shore up business development gaps, expand relational literacy, and build upon your entrepreneurial leadership skill sets with a short-term results orientation and a long-term perspective. Start by subscribing to this podcast at wementor.com or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. If you are ready to hire a mentor, contact me at nancy@wementor.com. When we mentor, you create better life and a more fulfilling future. As an entrepreneurial leader / innovator, as a competent business owner / practitioner, as a mentor / role model, and as a human being courageously living a meaningful life. As Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. Get involved today. It's never too late to change your life and how you lead. you want to expand your leadership skills and become more resilient and competent as a business owner? Do you want to bring more meaning to your relationships and more purpose to your business? Are you ready to take charge of how you innovate, create, and run your business? Our dual innovation leadership process will help you redefine how you lead as you redesign your business. We collaborate with you to do what will work for you as you evolve and change. We start with where you are, whether you are turning around a financial crisis, growing to the next level, or somewhere in between. We address your immediate needs, shore up business development gaps, expand relational literacy, and build upon your entrepreneurial leadership skill sets with a short-term results orientation and a long-term perspective. Start by subscribing to this podcast at wementor.com or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. If you are ready to hire a mentor, contact me at nancy@wementor.com. When we mentor, you create a better life and a more fulfilling future. As an entrepreneurial leader / innovator, as a competent business owner / practitioner, as a mentor / role model, and as a human being courageously living a meaningful life. As Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. Get involved today. It's never too late to change your life and how you lead.